My name is Steve Patton. I'm going to read a portion of Roald Dahl's The Three Little Pigs. Due to the length of the poem, we pick up after the wolf has dispatched the first two pigs. The wolf approached another house, a house which also had inside a little piggy trying to hide. "You'll not get me," the piggy cried.
"I'll blow you down," the wolf replied.
"You'll need," pig said, "a lot of puff, and I don't think you've got enough." Wolf huffed and puffed and blew. The house stayed up as good as new. "If I can't blow it down," Wolf said, "I'll have to blow it up instead. I'll come back in the dead of night and blow it up with dynamite." Pig cried, "You brute! I might have known." Then picking up the telephone, he dialed as quickly as he could the number of Red Riding Hood. "Hello," she said, "who's speaking? Who?" "Oh, hello, Piggy. How do you do?" Pig cried, "I need your help, Miss Hood. Oh, help me, please. Do you think you could?" "I'll try, of course," Miss Hood replied. "What's on your mind?" "A wolf," Pig cried. "I know you've dealt with wolves before, and now I've got one at my door." "My darling pig," she said, "my sweet, that's something really up my street. I've just begun to wash my hair, but when it's dry, I'll be right there." A short while later, through the wood came striding brave Miss Riding Hood. The wolf stood there, his eyes ablaze and yellowish like mayonnaise. His teeth were sharp, his gums were raw, and spit was dripping from his jaw. Once more the maiden's eyelid flickers. She draws the pistol from her knickers. Once more she hits the vital spot and kills him with a single shot. Pig, peeping through the window, stood and yelled, "Well done, Miss Riding Hood!" "Ah, Piglet, you must never trust young ladies from the upper crust. For now, Miss Riding Hood, one notes, not only has two wolfskin coats, but when she goes from place to place, she has a pigskin traveling case."